your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
A nation of sheep led by a handful of pigs? Is that what that record says? Good God. No, Tom DeLay, he reminds me so much of Dennis Hopper's character in Blue Velvet. Remember Frank Booth? And the guy sucked on, what was he sucking? What was that, nitrous oxide? Jesus God. That's what DeLay reminds me of. Only DeLay wouldn't be doing nitrous oxide. DeLay would be doing one of those weird bug-killing chemicals, like parathion. You know, it's my understanding that stuff gets you real high right before it kills you. You know, you see visions, you know, you see God or something. In an interview with the Associated Press yesterday, Kennedy said the case for going to war against Iraq was a fraud, made up in Texas to give Republicans a political boost, and the money for the war is being used to bribe foreign leaders to send troops. Well, Tom DeLay, the bug man, took another hit off his tube of parathion and had something to say about it. He lashed out at Kennedy for his criticism. In a statement released today, DeLay said, Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts and other Democratic presidential hopefuls should have the courage to repudiate Kennedy's remarks, which DeLay called a new low. DeLay said, it's disturbing that Democrats have spewed more hateful rhetoric at President Bush than they ever did at Saddam Hussein. But given what DeLay said about Kennedy, you know, once again, this is right out of the Newt Gingrich playbook. You know, until Newt Gingrich climbed up out of the swamp back in 92 and 93, you know, Newt Gingrich, who will never get over the fact that his doppelganger, is that how you say it, Kathy? Bill Clinton got to be president, and he, Newt Gingrich, did not. Newt Gingrich will never live that down. Newt tried everything. He tried being a sexual libertine, just like Clinton was. He tried having girlfriends like Clinton did. He tried being educated like Clinton. And all the best Newt could come up with was whining his ass off on a trip back from Europe because he had to sit in the back of the airplane, Air Force One, right? And then shut down the government. Oh, jeez. I don't want to offend anybody here, but Newt Gingrich is just a lard-ass crybaby. You know, he ought to go on the Atkins diet. He really should. He ought to lose some of that extra weight because he just looks like a Republican thug. I don't know. If you strip Newt naked, put him in a leather diaper, put a hood over his head with holes in it, put a leather studded strap around his neck, put leather studded bracelets on him, and give him a whip. That's Newt.
That's scary.
That's scary? Yeah, that reminds me of some of our listeners, I think. But you know, he even had an affair with a woman much younger than he during his the end of his marriage to Marianne. Marianne was the one he married after he... Marianne was the second or third, right? The other one was the one that just recovering from cancer surgery where he drops off divorce papers. I mean, this guy is a real pig. Just an absolute... But he's boinking this employee of the of me. My employee, your employee. She was working on one of the House subcommittees on agriculture. Callista, whatever her last name is. And he was having this little hot affair. And everybody in Washington, now it comes out, everybody in Washington knew about Newt's hypocrisy. Nobody said anything. You know, the great American press corps. They just let it ride. Why am I talking about Newt? Newt is the one that created Tom DeLay. Tom DeLay was nothing more than a useless, crappy-ass little Republican representative from Sugar Land, Texas. But Newt taught him how to talk. Taught him how to attack. No matter what a Democrat says, attack them. That's the lowest thing I've ever heard. That's the lowest thing I've ever heard coming out of Kennedy's mouth. Right? This is the Frank Booth character from David Lynch's Blue Velvet. There's no question about that, True Seekers. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. When you see somebody up and down the street, you know that. Shoes upon his feet, and he's high. I said.